It's no big surprise that Eidos is moving up the video game food chain considering last year's mega hit Tomb Raider. The sequel uses the same formula to great success, with minor control changes for sidestepping, and of course, all new worlds and vehicles. The game starts off with a peek at ancient China. A dragon attacks the Great Wall, and a soldier notices a dagger embedded in his chest. Oddly, removing the dagger results in the dragon's death. Weird. You play Lara Croft, complete with front-loaded anvils, searching for the dagger centuries later. Your path to the dagger will take you just about everywhere, and that snow speeder kicks a major you-know-what. Tomb Raider has slightly more action than exploration this time around, but you may not notice the difference. This is good, because that way everybody's happy. Obviously, we're giving Tomb Raider 2 a good review. We fully expected to do so. We knew the game would be great, and it is, and we've only just scratched the surface. In answer to Lara's giant earrings, however, we have a challenge to Eidos. In Tomb Raider 3, create a storyline in which Lara gets breast cancer. Imagine the drama of a vulnerable Lara Croft still persisting in her worldly adventures despite her illness. It needs fleshing out, no pun intended, but we guarantee the gaming world would be shocked, stunned, and moved at the effort to make Lara's character more meaningful. We love Lara, but it's about time the industry had a big shock for a change. It's no shock that Tomb Raider 2 is excellent. Everyone should buy it. Period. The end.